Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. The calm, sunny, dry, hot days of summer create ideal conditions for blue-green algae to thrive in livestock ponds. Blue-green algae occurrence is sporadic, making its threat unpredictable. Despite its name, these blooms are not actually algae, but cyanobacteria. Some, but not all, of these cyanobacteria can produce and release dangerous toxins. Cyanotoxins are either neurotoxins or hepatotoxins, damaging the nervous system or the liver function of animals. Typically, the first indication in pasture cattle that have consumed neurotoxins are dead cattle. When found early, cattle may have muscle tremors, difficulty breathing, seizures, slobbering, or diarrhea. Hepatotoxins can also cause death, similar to neurotoxins, or lead to delayed issues with liver failure. Symptoms of liver failure are weight loss and photosensitization, which can be recognized by severe sunburns on areas of the body not covered with hair. To complicate the issue further, there are several causes of acute death in pasture cattle, so it's important to contact your veterinarian for a clear diagnosis. Unfortunately, there are no known antidotes to these cyanotoxins, so monitor stock ponds and avoid livestock exposure to ensure livestock well-being. Blue-green algae blooms float at or just below the surface, appearing as paint in the water. When the cyanobacteria die, they turn a bluish color, varying to gray or even red or brown coloring. Toxin concentrations in affected water can vary drastically. The wind can move the blooms and concentrate them in areas along the shorelines of ponds, increasing the deadliness of the bloom. Blooms can establish quickly. Monitor ponds closely and be prepared to sample pond water if the green, paint-like consistency is observed, or if animal deaths are found in the pasture. The water sample itself is a snapshot in time, so proper handling and the methods of obtaining the sample will help deliver accurate results. There are options for producers that suspect or have confirmed blue-green algae. The safest choice is to completely fence off ponds and provide alternative water sources, but this can be financially limiting. Fencing off all but the upwind portion of the pond may help limit exposure. Improved watering areas, such as pipe-fed waterers, may also limit exposures, as long as the water inlet is located in a low-risk area of the pond. A submerged inlet in the center of the pond is an unlikely area for cyanobacteria concentration. In the event of blue-green algae bloom, treatment of the water source with copper sulfate has historically been recommended. However, copper accumulation in the pond leads to other problems and is no longer recommended. Barley straw is also often discussed as a control measure. While the mechanism is unknown, barley straw may help prevent new blooms from forming, but it does not directly kill active blooms. To learn more about water sampling, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.